Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome back to Mind Mastery and Manifestation. So today, we're going to talk about something that's a little polarizing. So in the last episode, we were just talking about how being polarizing online is really important, not just for your business, but also for you, and how it can expand your mind and how it can make things feel really good for you so you can connect with your audience even more. And this episode, we're going to go into one of my favorite things to be polarizing with, because as I see it, there is a divide in professionals these days and business owners. There is one camp that I see as being led by Gary Vee. If you're not familiar with him, his message, his primary message is hustle. Hustle all the time. You know, if you already have a job, you want to be a business owner, you have a job, you want to make more money, work your full job, come back home, you know, eat dinner with your family, and then stay up until 4 o'clock in the morning working on whatever it is, selling your shit on eBay, making money, however, building your business, get as little sleep as possible, and then go and start it again. And that's one, which is like, let's make as much money as possible, as fast as possible, by working as hard as possible. Now, the other camp is where I stand, which is absolutely not. Life needs to be enjoyed right now. But sometimes people go a little too far in that direction, and so they don't really work as much. It's just about enjoyment, not enough about business building and legacy building or future building, retirement building or contribution or whatever. And so you see these people kind of falling way too much into that sort of fun YOLO kind of mindset. And then you got people caught in the middle who are, you know, really more into what we're going to get into a little bit today and the problems and solutions that you're going to see in your business as well.
Heck yeah. I'd like to consider myself slightly in the middle, maybe a little bit more towards the, which side's going to be which, Dan? Is the right side the more chilled out, loving life, or is it the left side?
I didn't know about going left and right. Let's say, I don't know. Let's say left side is hustle as hard as you can. Right side is enjoy as much as you can.
Okay, great. So I would say I'm probably in the middle, closer to leaning towards that right, but I can definitely get a little hustle going. So we'll share with you guys basically like our philosophies and our beliefs on this. And I think, Dan, I know for me personally, like I've gone on all ends of this spectrum. Mm-hmm. I think you have too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll share just kind of like our experiences with that, what we've taken away, and really like how those different mentalities have worked for us. And I think one thing I'll preface here is like everyone is different. So it is just figuring out for your personality type what resonates and what feels juicy for you. And maybe you'll change. Maybe you won't. Maybe it works for you now. It's just recognizing like what actually works for you. And we're going to share what's worked best for us and what we believe.
So that's a really important thing right there. Remember through all of this that there is no necessarily right or wrong way to go about this. There's just a right or wrong way for you in where you are right now, because that might change. That could change next year. You know, I definitely tried the hustle as hard as you can, and I would burn myself out like every other week. And I just can't do it. I don't want to do it. It sucks the life out of me. For me, it's really important to bring in beautiful energy from my personal life into my business because it fuels me. And for me, it's important. I need to have fun. Like I need to have fun in what I'm doing. I need to have fun in my life. That's why if you see my brand, a lot of it is about living your life right now. And not just because, you know, it's a great thing to go on vacation. I actually use it as a tool. Use self-care, use fun, use love, use sex, use all these amazing elements of life to funnel back in, right? And Sophie, you do the same thing, right? So it's not to say that our way is right. Mm-hmm. You got to find out what's right for you.
It's pretty fucking pleasurable though. We'll just preface that. It's a good way of living.
It is. It really is. And so you've got to feel it out for yourself, right? What are your real goals? I think it really starts there, is understanding that just because it's working for someone else doesn't mean it will work for you. And just because you're making a lot of money doing what you're doing doesn't mean that's working for you. You can make a lot of money and be miserable. You know, I live in LA. There are tons of absolutely miserable millionaires here because they have prescribed to a model that doesn't work for them, or they're holding on to a model that no longer works for them. And so you've really got to make that difference between what is it that people have told you should be important to you and what actually is important to you. Do you really want to be a billionaire? And I know a lot of people would say, yeah, if you gave me $1 billion, sure, I'd say yes. But do you want to be a billionaire in terms of, do you want everything else that comes along with it? Not just the money. Do you want that? Or do you want a different kind of lifestyle? And that's okay. What's really important is for you to really look at the future and assess, like, what is going to make you the happiest? Not just in your business, but in all different areas of your life. Your friendships, intimate relationships, your spirituality, health and wellness, all that stuff. You got to look at it all. And then from there, find a model of business or a model of lifestyle that will allow you to get there in a way that feels the best.
Yeah, love this. Basically, what we're touching on here is you either building your business around your lifestyle or building your lifestyle around your business, right? And I think the trap that I know I've fallen into, and I know a lot of people when they first start, is like, similar to what Gary Vee preaches, it's like, you know, sacrifice everything to build the business, right? So you sacrifice your relationships, your hobbies, your self-care, your health, everything. And all with the intention, and again, all your intentions are great, your intentions to build this incredible business, so then you can have the financial freedom and the money and the time to go and have these amazing relationships and health and travel and all the experiences. And what's interesting with this philosophy, or that just this way of being, is it's like you're putting your entire life on hold trying to build the business to get to a place, and then at that point when the business is built, you'll be able to have all the other things. And really what I love to preach, and I know Dan, this is similar to your philosophy, where it's like, instead of building your lifestyle around the business and hustling 24/7 and sacrificing everything, instead it's moving into a space where it's, how can I build my business around my lifestyle? Meaning, how can I recognize that I'm worthy and deserving, and I actually am allowed to experience all of the bliss right now, even if I only have X amount of dollars in my bank account, or if I'm only making this much money per year, and recognize that me taking care of my self-care, having amazing relationships, having incredible friendships, having amazing experiences is what allows me to build a business that's going to be incredibly successful. Maybe it might take a little bit more time or not, who knows? And in saying that, that business then becomes such a much more fluid experience where you get to enjoy the entire process of building it versus spending 3 years hustling, burning yourself out, getting adrenal fatigue, and then realizing that you can enjoy the business.
Yeah. And so, and again, I'm going to say this a number of times throughout this episode because I want you to really realize that we're not making that side wrong. Mm-hmm. We're just presenting a different way of viewing it so that you have a full menu, mm-hmm. right? For me, there's a lot that I disagree with in the hustle all the time and sacrifice everything, like Sophie was saying, because let's take a look at it this way. Let's say you sacrifice everything in the name of your business. So then where does your worthiness come from? What makes you feel like you're enough? Where does your confidence come from, or the good feelings that you have? Well, at that point, you have nothing else in your business, so it's only your business. So when you have a good month, you feel great. When you have a bad month, you feel like shit. And it's sort of like the way that you feel about yourself goes at the mercy of your bank account or some other, maybe it's the number of followers you have or some other vanity metric that Sure, it helps, but it shouldn't be the only source of things. And when you externalize, you know, your confidence locus, like where if you're putting your validation from outside of you, so you need something outside of you to tell you that you're good enough, you're already at risk because business is not stable, no matter how good your business is. It's not consistent, like perfectly consistent. You're going to make, you know, you're going to make bets and you're going to take risks and they're not all going to work out. And so if business is the only thing you've got going for you, when you make those bets and they don't work out, that's going to hurt a lot. But if you have a full life and you have friends or you're dating or you got family in your life or whatever you're doing is making you feel happy and you're doing it, so you're creating a lifestyle that allows you to feel valued and worthy and confident because of who you are from inside of you, then when things go sideways in your business or you take a risk and it doesn't pan out, you'll be okay. And you'll be able to support yourself emotionally and, well, maybe in other ways as well, because you have a full life and you have other things going for you to support you and keep you afloat.
I love the concept of making your business a pleasure practice. And it really is going into this philosophy of how can I actually enjoy every single step of the way? And what's funny is when I start to have this conversation with clients and we get into this conversation of like content is usually a big thing, right? Marketing. And they're just like, well, I need to force myself to write all of this content and to do all of these trainings and to do all these things. And I'm like, okay, you're coming at it from this place of feeling frustrated. You're coming at it from this place of feeling tired and burnt out and exhausted and you're not excited about it. And that's the energy that you're putting into whatever it is you're creating. That's the energy of your content at that point. Do you really feel like that's going to be more magnetic than you actually taking the time to take a day off and go and spend it with your husband or with your boyfriend or with yourself and to just have incredible sex or to just go and like take a walk in the park or to just go and just do something that makes you feel really good and get lots of sleep and eat yummy food and then come in the next day and write a great piece of content that's coming from this like wholehearted, genuine, loving place. And you're so relaxed in your energy when you show up in your video or in your stories or in your live. And that's the essence behind it. I can guarantee, and speaking from firsthand experience, you're going to be so much more magnetizing from the quality and the energy of the content and the copy and the marketing that you're doing when it's coming from that much more aligned place than when it's coming from this place of like hustling and trying to force yourself to get it done and you're not actually loving the process of doing it.
Another thing there is that as you're out there doing these things that Sophie is recommending, anything like that, and I love that, right? Just taking some time off just to chill out or do something that just makes you feel really good, whatever that is, you're going to have more to write about. You're going to have more to share about. In the last couple episodes, we're describing how important it is to show up authentically and let people see who you really are and let people see that you're this multidimensional being with all sorts of interests and hobbies and positions and things you have to say. And some of them are going to be polarizing. Some of them are going to be super weird. And some of them are going to be quirky and funny and whatever. But if all you're doing is hustling, what do you have to talk about? How are you going to interest people in this day and age where professionals are becoming less professional? We're all talking about more personal elements of our lives. If you're going to be the only person who's like, oh, I got nothing to talk about except for hustling, then you're a one-note performer. And, you know, you're not. That's not who you are. You know, I don't know a single person who is actually a one-dimensional character. You know, you've got so much more in you. And people want to see that. People love that. They'll connect with it. And the weird thing is, you know, if you're trying to hustle and make a hell of a lot of money, what better way than by attracting tons of people because you let them see who you are?
Love that. And to just lean into this a little bit more, the other piece when it comes to clients and just kind of like making this pivot from being in that constant like hustle, get shit done, work really hard mode to this like relaxed, more pleasurable practice, there tends to be a, how would I define it? There's like this piece where we start to lack trust with ourselves, or we feel like we don't trust ourselves to actually get the things done. Like there's this program that my clients will run when I tell them to take a time off or to only work when they're feeling really great, is it's like, what if I never actually work, or if I never get things done? And so they're running this program of feeling like they have to force themselves to work. And that's when you're coming more so from this place of like pressure and force versus from this place of pleasure and flow, right? And that's really what I love teaching my clients, is it's like, actually, you're going to be in so much more of a state of flow, because when you're coming from this more energized, more loving, more embodied state of being, everything flows so much more effortlessly versus when you're sitting there trying to write a sales page copy and you're frustrated and you're tired and you're burnt out. It takes you so much longer and it's so much more exhausting versus when you just sit down and you're blissed out and you're just so in your body and so in love and just so grateful for life, and you can get it done in an hour. So you're actually so much more effective and efficient when you're living in this state of joy and flow and love and pleasure than when you're hustling and burning yourself out and working super hard and doing all the things. And it's kind of like this, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a paradox, really. It's like you actually get to work a hell of a lot less, make a hell of a lot more, and feel a hell of a lot more enjoyable in the process. And what's interesting is the program that then runs, what comes up for a lot of clients, is almost feeling guilty because they don't have to work as hard. And so it's interesting because then we get into this whole process of, okay, where's the guilt coming from? And then oftentimes what we discover is there's a lot of us who are addicted to achieving. We live in a very achievement addicted society where we're rewarded for being busy, right? Not for actually loving and enjoying our lives, because that's looked down upon and it makes other people feel bad. But it's because, oh, you're working really hard, so let's reward that. And it's interesting to become aware of, like, oh, interesting, I'm getting a lot of my self-worth or a lot of my feelings of being enough or feeling like I'm loved or whatever it is by doing all of these things. What happens when I stop doing all the things? Do I still have the sense of embodiment and self-love and worthiness and enoughness like Dan was talking about? And if not, interesting, how much of my self-worth and who I am is attached to or associated to all of these states of doing? And how can I start to bring all of that back and have it be an embodiment of just who I'm being that I can then lace into what I choose to do, not from the place of trying to meet the need of being enough, but from being enough, I'm able to do the thing from a place of pleasure and joy, which makes it so much easier to do.
Ooh.
Woo!
Way to go. Absolutely. Absolutely. And throughout all of this, there is that message again of looking at it and saying, well, is the model that I feel like I'm trying to fit mine, right? Like, you know, you're celebrated for being busy. Okay, do I agree with that? Do I feel like that's how I want to live? Like, you know, work is work. It shouldn't be easy. Says who? It's such a 1950s mentality, right? You'd see that shit in 1950s TV shows. That's why they call it work, because it's not fun. Go fuck yourself. You do that. You wake up miserable every morning, but keep that shit to yourself. I don't want it, right? That's your model. Let that be your model. You get to wake up exhausted and burnt out every day, valuing money over all other experiences. You get to have that. For me, you know, it's something very different. So what I want you to do is really feel, you know, ask yourself, who am I being when I think these things or when I say these things? I'm feeling guilty because I'm taking 3-day weekends every week. Who am I being when I'm feeling guilty? Do I actually agree with that? Am I really breaking a rule? Have I really done anything wrong? You challenge these things, challenge these feelings, challenge these thoughts, because that way you'll be able to build a model of your own that'll allow you to feel empowered and free and successful and fun, and things will flow. Like Sophie was saying, when you're in this, everything flows so much easier because it's coming from a place that's truly you. You're not trying to be someone else. You're not trying to force yourself into anything. You know, when you do something out of fun, it's very different than when you do it out of obligation, right? And when you have more fun, when you have more flow in your life, everything works even better. So start figuring that out for yourself. It'll change your entire life.
And I think this is the biggest thing in all of this, like Dan's mentioning, it's just discerning for yourself. What have you been trusting in? Right. And has it really been working? Right. And I think that's the key of like, what is your definition of success and of something working? How are you defining whether or not something is working or is successful? Are you defining it by the money in your bank account? Are you defining it by your overall level of joy and fulfillment, by the time you get to spend with your loved ones, by the quality of your relationships? What are you defining it as? And then is that the way that you want to continue to experience life? And is it possible that you can actually experience it in a whole different way and that it could be even more amazing than it already is?
Love it. So that's going to be your task for this episode. Just start challenging. Start challenging. Fuck, challenge everything, right? Like, you know, you got to do this. Who says? I have to post this number of times. Who says? I need to post at these times. Who says? I need to post about this. Who says? Like, keep on asking yourself, challenging these thoughts. You're not allowed to have this business model. Why? You know, you can't become successful if you don't do this, or if you do, why? Whose model are you prescribing to? Where are you? And really feel into that. You know, when you think your way through, you may convince yourself of something that's not true and aligned with you. So feel your way through it. Allow your emotions to be your barometer and start figuring out your own model of your business and your lifestyle. And start, if you can, adapting things so it fits even more into this way of being.
Yep. And just bring some more pleasure into your life, whatever that means for you. That's my loving encouragement. So with all that being said, guys, we hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, if you know someone that needs to hear this, this is a pretty potent message. Share it out, send it to them, share it on Instagram, tag us in it. I am Sophie Kestner and at Dan Mendelow. We would love, love, love to just see what you guys are feeling and leaning into and thinking. And feel free to reach out to us. If any of this is making you question something or you're not sure, you're not certain, we love actually hearing from you and responding to your messages. So feel free to shoot us a DM. Otherwise, sending you all so much love. Have an amazing day. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you guys.